Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Chase Madar, the conservative case for universal health care. Don't tell anyone, but American conservatives, conservatives, will soon be embracing single-payer health care or some other form of socialized health care. Yes, that's a bold claim given that a GOP-controlled Congress and president are poised to unsocialize a great deal of health care. It may even pull it off, but within 5 years, plenty of Republicans will be loudly supporting or quietly assenting to universal Medicare. I think he meant Medicaid. And that's a good thing because socializing healthcare is the only demonstrably effective way to control cost and cover everyone. Now, there are two statements here. Number one, control cost. I'm going to underline that. And number two, cover everyone. Let's go one at a time here. Where's this book at? I want to check it out of the library and I want to read it. Where's this book at where it's written that one, healthcare costs have to be controlled by government, that's one, and two, that, quote, everyone must be covered, close quote. Where do I find that at, Mr. Madar? Now, I don't think he's wrong about his conclusion. I'd ask the same thing of my member of the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise. You can ask it of your congressman. I'd ask the same thing of Senator Cassidy or Senator Kennedy. Where's this written down? If you were to go out of your neighborhood right now, wherever you're listening to the show at, and maybe wherever you're driving from, wherever your commute is, how far in minutes or in miles, how far are you from the nearest hospital or clinic? In most cases, unless you're living in some rural area, and that's wonderful, congratulations, here. Wish I was there. You're 10, maybe 20 minutes away, probably not far. You might even have a choice. There may be more than one. Well, I could go over here. I could go over there. Bingo. So what did our little exercise just demonstrate? Common sense now. I'm not talking theory. I'm not talking formulas or anything of the sort. Just using common sense and a little bit of logic. What did my little exercise just demonstrate to you? Or should have demonstrated to all of us? We just think about this for a moment. We already have the nuts and bolts, the brick and mortar of the care system. It's already there. It doesn't have to be built. It doesn't have to be conjured up. It doesn't have to be planned for. It just got to be used. Now, if you're going to tell me that the only way that my little hospital, and there's two within 10 minutes of here, there used to be three, one of them closed. That's a debacle in and of itself. Somebody tried to go with a privately run cardiac center and could not compete with these quasi-privately run and heavily subsidized competition, if you want to use that word. Within driving distance from where I am right now, and I don't live in a major city, if you will. I live in a suburban area. Is St. Tammany Hospital. That's one. That's about 15 minutes away. If I was in a ambulance and I had to get there in 10, I could probably get there in 10. Lakeview Regional Medical Center is within 7 minutes. Very soon, there'll be a brand new Ochsner Clinic that will open up that will have pretty much full-service medical facilities. Now, that's all within 10 minutes of where I am. Why do the people that live in this area need a national health care? Why do we have to do anything here to care for the people that are here and get permission from people in New Hampshire to do it? Or ask the people in New Hampshire to subsidize it? This is total madness here, folks. This is a society that has totally lost its way and can't even plan for the most simple, necessary components of life. Frickin' medicine. I mean, shaman running around in caves 7,000 years ago figuring out, hey, unga, unga, unga. No, dummy. Put a little mud hut over there and stock it full of all the stuff that we use to cure people, you idiot. This is not hard to figure out. It's not even hard to implement. As a matter of fact, every civilization, in some manner, in some way, has figured out how to do it. Now, somebody's going to say, what about other people in Africa? Huh? Where are your loser Catholic missionaries have to go to do this? Again, they have governments and armies that have driven them either away from where those centers would be or have, for their own private use, taken them over. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. We are here every weekday morning from 6 to 11 a.m. Hope you will join us at Central Time at 7 to noon, East Coast time. And give us a call. I'd love to hear what you have to say and what you think about this. My telephone number, 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. You can jump into our chat room at MikeChurch.com on my website. And click the Mike Church Show live chat button. Take you right to the chat room. Chat room today, currently, is free. But now that the GoDaddy move has been made, now I can start implementing Founders Pass 3.0. Call it 3.0. Anyway, don't worry about that today. By the by, our cigar auctions continue. World-class premium cigars, including these amazing Pilo cigars from CAO. These things are rare. You don't see them in a lot of stores. And we had them donated to us. Get yourself a box of these. And remember, all the proceeds go to benefit Crusade Channel to keep our little apostolate going here. I actually rigged the website up, so this will work for you. Go to mikechurch.com/cigars. You know what? I might have to update a file to make that work. If that doesn't work this morning, it will shortly after the show ends today. And you can make a bid there. You can also pick up a copy of Go With St. Joseph and Do Whatever He Tells You to Do from author Dr. Brian Kitchick, who was on the show yesterday. All of our books, which are autographed by the authors, including yours truly, many of them priced to go at half price. Please find something to shop for and share that, including our world-famous Capuchin Dark Roast Coffee, every day of the week at mikechurch.com/shop. Back to Mr. Madar. That may seem offensively counterintuitive. It is generally assumed that universal health care will, by definition, cost more. Well, again, do you see how I proposed a return that actually is conservative to a universal healthcare system by simply just saying, get the corporate profiteers out of it. Church needs to reassert her role that she's always played. Build the hospitals. Build it and they will come. Raise the funds. No one was denied access at St. Luke's. or St. Mary's or St. John's or any other hospital that was run as a charity. That's the way it ought to be. Can you make a living practicing medicine? Of course you can. Can a universal system that's not a government-run universal system actually get the job done? Well, it kind of did before people came along and went, you know, I think this is all part of the plot, number one, against the Christian faith and against the church, and number two, against the children, against families. You know, the government come in and start administering this stuff, and all of a sudden, matters of life and death are decided not by doctors, not aided and abetted by prayer groups and the like, and not by missionaries performing mission kind of work in hospitals, but instead by bureaucrats or even worse, profiteers. Bean counters that are going like, you know what? We don't even need the name St. Luke on our hospital anymore because we're not saintly. So it's okay to use the term universal health care and talk about a single payer system that can provide for the needs of almost everyone in any given community. It has done it, and it can do it again. But you're not going to get there through Mordor. This is the key point here. Folks have to withdraw our consent. Now, I know people are going to say, you know what? They're going to come. Yeah, what are you going to do when they come for you, Mike? Yeah, I got six kids I got to raise. I have to pay. These are decisions that have to be made by every gentleman out there. But I can tell you this. This won't come without a struggle. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Midder Madar. But I think this guy is right about his prediction. It's my prediction as well. In fact, every first world nation that has socialized medicine, whether it be a heavily regulated multi-insurer system like Germany, single payer like Canada, or a purely socialized system like the UK, costs less. Well, of course it does. You draw the line and go like, all right, next year we're going to spend X amount, and that's it. Hope you got in time. I hope you got cared for. If you didn't, you know what, if you survived the next year, there'll be a little care left for you. While healthcare eats up nearly 18% of U.S. GDP, here we are with the numbers again. So the numbers are what matter. We must reduce the number. Well, what you ought to be doing first is, what is the act of caring for someone in a medical sense? It is an act of charity. We've turned it into an act of industry. It's not an act of industry. Making it an act of industry and continuing to think about it as an act of industry is part of the problem. And if you buy into anything, well, we can fix this by doing free market this and free market. Free markets don't perform acts of charity. People do. Christian peoples. In a church, this broken record is just not going to play. Well, as I said earlier, go ahead and acquaint yourself with your single-payer system. And if you happen to earn enough money, it won't bother you. You'll never even, you won't miss a beat, so to speak. If you don't, though, what if your kids turn out to not be in that elite group? Why does socialized health care cost less? He axes, given getting rid of private insurers, which suck up a lot of money without adding any value, would result in a huge savings, as much as 15%, we're told, by one academic estimate published in the American Journal of Public Health. When government flexing its monopsony muscle as the overwhelmingly largest buyer of medical services, drugs, and technology, would also lower prices. I've heard this argument is as old as Karl Marx himself. And it has been implemented in many countries in Europe. Look what else follows it. Again, when you divorce, I hope I'm making this point. If I'm not, send me a text message, send me a tweet, give me a call. Just like most things that we talk about, most of our major societal ills today can be traced directly back to our flight from Christendom. In a church, please, nobody believes that. I can actually demonstrate that. Can you prove the counterpoint? Can you? Call me. When you change the way people think about something, and over the course of a generation, 40 years or so, that then becomes the paradigm, which means the way people act, the way that they talk, the way that they conceive something. Well, obviously, it is going to have a near universal result. Here, Willie Nelson has a song. Christopher can probably find it. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Right? Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Why do you want them to be doctors and lawyers? Not because they're vending and participating in and actually making as a vocation a charitable endeavor and field that you can make as a vocation as well, but because it pays well. You drive fancier cars, you get bigger houses, you eat finer foods, and the rest of the hoi polloi. That's why.